A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 to 23. Jesus instructed the 12 as follows. Remember, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. So be cunning as serpents, and yet as harmless as doves. Beware of people. They will hand you over to Sanhedrins and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to be a witness before them and the pagans. But when they hand you over, do not worry about what you are to say. What you are to say will be given to you when the time comes. Because it is not you who will be speaking, the Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. Brother will betray brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone on account of my name. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. If they persecute you in one town, take refuge in the next. And if they persecute you in that, take refuge in another. I tell you solemnly, you will not have gone the round of the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The word of the Lord. Many of us have been thrilled to see Pope Francis as a pope for the people, emphasizing mercy and with an infectious smile. All of this reflects his deep relationship with Jesus the Good Shepherd, whose image accompanies him everywhere. But we have also seen the other side of the Pope, demanding a great deal from those in leadership within the church. Francis leads by example and teaches us the need for prophets in our church as well. As someone commented, he comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. Prophets do not have an easy life because they are seldom popular, challenging rather than encouraging. The Pope, as a prophet, does not hesitate to tell the wealthy of their obligation towards the poor, the rights of workers to a just wage, and now our responsibility to respect the environment, still owned by God, not humans. Pope Francis has told the established countries of their responsibility to accept and to help refugees, another area where he will certainly draw fire from wealthier parliaments and people amongst whom we live. We are challenged too by Pope Francis and his teaching. None of us wants to have our lifestyle and our morality challenged by such teaching. Jesus tells us today that prophets are necessary and will face persecution from governments, from within our own church, and from other churches, even from our own families, as he did. Francis is deliberately entering that world and teaching us to do the same. It is not a gospel for cowards.